Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold. All right, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tes, the third parak, Zer Borer. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Ketzed Bodkin Es HaEdim, how do they examine the witnesses? They bring them into a room, Umayimin Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including, Sahadi Shakri Agroi Zileh, false witnesses are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. They then send everyone out of the room, leaving only the most prominent witness. They ask him how he knows about the debt, and if he says the debtor told him or someone else told him, the testimony is invalid. Rather, he must say, "Bafenenu hodelo shu chayv lo masayim zuz." He admitted to the plaintiff before us that he owes him 200 zuz. Afterwards, they bring in the second witness and examine him, and if their testimonies match, the judges discuss the matter. This mission supports Rav Yehuda, quote Rav saying, Sark Shiyomer Atem Eidai, the debtor must say, you are my witnesses, for the admission to be accepted. Otherwise, a Braisa says he can later claim, Meshatin Libacha, I was joking with you when I made my admission. Point number two, a Braisa teaches that Beis Din does not make claims on behalf of someone who does not make them himself. For example, that his admission was in jest. But regarding Dinin Nefashos, we do make claims on the defendant's behalf. However, for a Macy's, an instigator to Avodah Zorah, we do not, because the Torah says, L'sachmo sechaselav, have no mercy and do not protect him. Rabbi Yonason said this can be derived from the Nachash, because Rabbi Simlai said, Harbe tainos hayu l'nachash liton v'otan. There were many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, Hashem did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said, Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, in choosing between the words of the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Arab Shomin, surely the Master's words. Chizkiah said, from where do we learn, Shekoa Mosif Korea, that anyone who adds actually detracts? Because Chava told the Nachash that they were forbidden from eating or touching the Eitz Hadas, whereas Hashem only forbade eating from it. And point number three, the Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says, they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin, which has the power to collect debts. Ravazi says they cannot write a shtar. Rav Ada Bar Ava says they can only write a shtar if Kanfino Ihu, he gathered them himself because actively seeking three witnesses demonstrates that he wanted a basin. Rava says it cannot write a shtar unless he said, Hevi olai dayane, be judges for me. Finally, Marba Ravashi holds a shtar is only written if they set a place to judge and send the debtor a summons, and he then admits before them. There's a machlokas if a shtar may be written for an admission about karka, and the halacha is that a shtar may be written since the admission merely informs us who the true owner is, and no collection is necessary. Ravina held the same applies to metalim which are in his possession, but Ravashi said since they lack collection, a shtar cannot be written. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Ketzed Bodkin Es HaEdim, how do they examine the witnesses? They bring them into a room, Umayimin Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including, Sahadi Shakri Agroi Zileh, false witnesses are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. They then send everyone out of the room, leaving only the most prominent witness. They ask him how he knows about the debt, and if he says the debtor told him or someone else told him, the testimony is invalid. Rather, he must say, "Bafenenu hodelo shu chayv lo masayim zuz." He admitted to the plaintiff before us that he owes him 200 zuz. Afterwards, they bring in the second witness and examine him, and if their testimonies match, the judges discuss the matter. This mission supports Rav Yehuda, quote Rav saying, Sark Shiyomer Atem Eidai, the debtor must say, you are my witnesses, for the admission to be accepted. Otherwise, a Braisa says he can later claim, Meshatin Libacha, I was joking with you when I made my admission. Point number two, a Braisa teaches that Beis Din does not make claims on behalf of someone who does not make them himself. For example, that his admission was in jest. But regarding Dinin Nefashos, we do make claims on the defendant's behalf. However, for a Macy's, an instigator to Avodah Zorah, we do not, because the Torah says, L'sachmo sechaselav, have no mercy and do not protect him. Rabbi Yonason said this can be derived from the Nachash, because Rabbi Simlai said, Harbe tainos hayu l'nachash liton v'otan. There were many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, Hashem did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said, Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, in choosing between the words of the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Arab Shomin, surely the Master's words. Chizkiah said, from where do we learn, Shekoa Mosif Korea, that anyone who adds actually detracts, because Chava told the Nachash that they were forbidden from eating or touching the Eitz Hadas, whereas Hashem only forbade eating from it. And point number three, the Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says, they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin, which has the power to collect debts. Rav Asi says they cannot write a shtar. Rav Ada Bar Ava says they can only write a shtar if Kanfino Ihu, he gathered them himself, because actively seeking three witnesses demonstrates that he wanted a basin. Rava says they cannot write a shtar unless he said, Hevi olai dayane, be judges for me. Finally, Marbar Ravashi holds the shtar is only written if they set a place to judge and send the debtor a summons, and he then admits before them. There's machlokas if a shtar may be written for an admission about karka, and the halacha is that a shtar may be written since the admission merely informs us who the true owner is, and no collection is necessary. Ravina held the same applies to metalim which are in his possession, but Ravashi said since they lack collection, a shtar cannot be written. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav tes, and our standard siman is a kot. A cot. So here goes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dine Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot writing a shtar when a lova admitted his debt in front of them. Once again, slow motion. The three judges sitting on a cot. Cot? That must have been one of Daf Chav Tes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in the Dina Mamono's case, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ketzed Bodkinas Eidim, how do they examine the Eidim? They bring them into a room, Umayim Nalehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including false Eidim are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai said, Harbe Tanis Hayel Anachash Liton Votan. There are many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin in choosing between the words of the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Rav Shomin, surely, the Master's words. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot riding a shtar when a lova admitted his debt in front of them. Which reminds us, Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin which has the power to collect debts. Other opinions are broad. So once again, the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot writing a shtar when a lova admitted his debt in front of them. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Chafei. So the Simur Daf Chafei is a 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the pigeon racer presented his wife with a pile of cash from his winnings for their 25th silver wedding anniversary, 25th silver wedding anniversary? That must mean we're a Daf Chafei. When the pigeon racer presented his wife with a pile of cash from his winnings for the 25th silver wedding anniversary, which reminds the Gemara brings two pshatim what mafrichen yonim are. They're either pigeon racers or ones who steal other people's pigeons. So, when the pigeon racer presented his wife the pile of cash from his winnings for the 25th silver wedding anniversary, she told him she would rather he do tshuva and become kosher le'edus by breaking his pigeon clackers, which reminds the Gemara discusses how psalm the Mishnah regained their eligibility. A pigeon racer must break his clacker, which is used to urge the pigeons on. So when the pigeon racer presented his wife with a pile of cash from his winnings for the 25th silver wedding anniversary, she told him she would rather he do tshuva and become kosher le'edus by breaking his pigeon clackers, not like his brother who steals candy from kids, making him puzzle le'edus. Which reminds us, a brisa teaches that they later disqualified gazlanim and chamsanim, robbers and those who pay for someone's item which they take by force. Since gazlanim are biblically disqualified, the Gemara explains it means one who steals items found by a chereshot of a katan, which they do not legally acquire. Originally, the rabbis thought this was uncommon, or that it was not true theft, since their ownership is only mifnei darkei shalom, for the purpose of peace. However, they were eventually disqualified, since they take money illegally. Daf Chav Vav. So the Simmer Daf Chav Vav is a military coup. So here goes. When the leader of the military coup, that must be more Daf Chav Vav. When the leader of the military coup who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashayim Eino Min HaMinyan, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Shevna and Chizkiah and the Navi telling Chizkiah, Kesher Hashayim Eino Min HaMinyan, an alliance of Hashayim is not counted towards the majority. So when the leader of the military coup who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashayim Eino Min HaMinyan, he didn't bother asking a passing Talmud Chacham for help because Torah Mateshes Kocho Shaladim, which reminds us, the Pasuk says, Hifli Eitza Higdol Toshia, he has shown wonderful counsel, vast wisdom. The word Toshia refers to Torah, and Rabbi Hanan explains, Mifneishi Mateshes Kocho Shaladim, because it weakens a man's strength. Other drushes are brought on the word Toshia. So when the leader of the military coup who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashayim Eino Min HaMinyan, he didn't bother asking a passing Talmud Chacham for help because Torah Mateshes Kocho Shaladim. So he turned to a soldier raising funds for a coup who was possible for Eidus because he accepted Staka from Goyim, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Ochli davar acher psulin le'edus. Those who consume something else, meaning those who accept staka from Gentiles, are disqualified from giving testimony. Rashi explains that he's causing achilu Hashem for financial purposes. He's only disqualified if he accepted the money publicly, and he could have supported himself by receiving the money privately. But if this was impossible, chiyusehu, it is necessary for his livelihood, and he remains eligible. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. Well, one boy played his kazoo. Kazoo? That must be more a Daf Chav Zayin. Well, one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an Eid Zomim, who was upset to hear that he was disqualified. Lema Freya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an Eid Zomim is disqualified, Lema Freya or Mekanu Abba. Abai holds he is Pasul Lema Freya since he's a Rasha, and a Rasha cannot be an Eid. Rava holds that he's only Pasul Mekanu Abba since the whole concept of Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush, since there's no reason why the second set of Eidim should be believed any more than the first set. So, while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an Eid Zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified, Lema Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a Mumer who ate Nevela Lachis because he was a Rasha, which reminds us, Amoraim debate the status of one who eats Nevela Lachis in defiance of the Torah, even where kosher meat is available. Abai says he's possible because he's a Rasha, and the Torah says, Atashes Rasha Eid, do not place a wicked person as an aid. Rava says he's kosher because Rasha Dechamas Be'inam, we require him to be wicked regarding theft to be disqualified, based on the end of the pasuk, Leos Eid Chamas, to be a thieving witness. So while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an Eid Zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified, Lema Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a Mumer who ate Nevela Lachis because he was a Rasha, and instead played for a whole group of different family members sitting outside a basin who weren't allowed to testify for their relative, which reminds us the next Mishnah list, the relatives are disqualified from testifying or judging. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simmer Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, strength, and we use a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether relatives disqualify each other from Eidus, such as Sheni B'Sheni cousins, Sheni B'Shlishi, or Shlishi B'Rishon. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins, together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Maushi Yayid Adam Be'eshes Chorgo, what is the halacha regarding testifying for one stepson's wife about her property? In Surah they said, Balki Ishto, a husband is like his wife, therefore any woman relative about whom he cannot testify, meaning a stepdaughter, he also cannot testify about her husband. In Pumbedisa they said, Isha Kabbalah, a woman is like her husband, so one may not testify about the wife of any man relative for whom he cannot testify, for example, a stepson. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife. When a newly engaged bachur walked in and asked to join since he wasn't permitted to testify about his arusa, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, Meid Adam Ishto Arusa, a person may testify about his arusa wife because he's not yet related to her. Ravina said this only applies to testifying to take away money from her, but to bring money to her, he's not believed since he knows the money will come to him after Nisuin. However, the Gemara says this is not so, and he's not believed either way regarding his arusa. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff in the process are suing for giving Eidus to regain their eligibility? That's on Daf. Chafei. Good number two. Which daf do you learn how Dayanim intimidate the Edim in a Dine Mamono's case? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good number three. Which daf do you learn Torah is Matesh's Kocho Shel Adam? It weakens a man's strength. That's on daf. Chavav. Good number four. Which daf do you discuss whether Shein B'Sheni, Shlish B'Sheni, and Shlish B'Rishon relatives can testify about one another? That's on daf. Chavches. Good number five. Which daf do you discuss whether a mumer who eats nevelo, hachis, is disqualified from giving edus? That's on daf. Chavzayin. Good number six. Which daf do you learn the Nachash could have said divrei Arav, divrei Talmid, divrei Mishomin? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good number seven. Which daf do we have machlokas whether a bal din can disqualify an aid? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good number eight. Which daf do we machlokas when an admission to a debt can be written in a shtar? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn a man is not permitted to testify about his arusa? That's on daf. Chavches. Good number ten. Which daf do we learn why a gambler is puzzle for aidus? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.